We can't hear you, Adisa. You need to unmute yourself, please. Adisa, you need to unmute yourself if you have a point to make.
Can I ask my question why she works on it?
Yeah.
I'm just, who did the email come from? Because I don't see mine either. I do see one that says election
it's
to
from
replace.
Kai. It's from Kai. It says K.Y. Gustafson.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't get one. Maybe it's going to one of my other emails. Let me check over here.
Point of information.
Okay. Yes, I'm going to put my email in the chat for... I'll put it, I got it in my other email, but not my LSB email. Sorry. I will send my email to you, Kai, and maybe you can switch over. I'll get this one now.
And please, everyone, reply back, reply all, so that it goes to both Kai and our designated witness, who is Craig Dunkerley.
Kai is not Kai. I'm sorry. Point of information.
Go ahead.
It's not K.Y. Gustafson. It's K. Gustafson. I put it on the chat here. It's not K.Y.
Okay, on my...
It may not be in the email, but his name is K.Y. Kai. So.
I understand, but when you're looking for an email, you're looking for the actual email, the way it's written.
Mine says K.Y.
Mine does too.
So does mine. So I don't know why Elizabeth doesn't,
yeah,
but...
so does mine. K.Y.
Thank you. Adisa, did you have a...
So does mine, yeah.
Thank you. Adisa, are you there? I guess Adisa's having some trouble unmuting herself. Philip, did you have a question or a point to make?
Yes, I have a problem with this ballot. I have the ballot from Kai, and it says, write your 5-character ID code here. I attempt to write something in that slot, and it will not take any... it would not allow me to write.
Philip, you have to hit reply and then write in the reply.
Reply all.
I have done that, and I get Kai and Craig Dunkersley, but I don't get a ballot when I do reply all.
Okay, just write it in the top. Whoever you're voting for, write it in the top.
Well, what and about this 5-digit thing, you know?
Just write next to the name, 5-character, okay. A 5-character.
So plan. I got Kai Gustafson and Craig Dunkerley's reply from my, and I will send back to all. Okay. So thank you.
Thank you, Philip.
Adisa, I'm hoping you can hear me. I have posted to you directly in the chat. If you go to the chat, Kai's phone number is there if you would like to vote by phone. Adisa, can you unmute yourself, please? Okay, she lowered her hand. Okay, Elizabeth?
Yeah, the last time I attempted to vote, I was having difficulties, and maybe it might be the difference in one letter, K-Y, how I got an email
no,
that
what
says...
what you do is you just reply all... And
excuse me, I think I'm being interrupted. I don't know if this person has a vote or not. Could you please allow me to...
Lily, stop, no crosstalk, please. Oh, Lily,
I think I should have the floor.
Please.
I think I had the floor. Did I not have the floor? Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. So I'm thinking that it might be due to this one letter discrepancy. The email that I just got from Kai Gustafson gives me instructions to send it back to K Gustafson, not K.Y. So can we clarify that, please?
Well, everybody else but you got it as Kai, so I don't know what to do. If you wish to, you could.
It's not Kai. It's not Kai. My email is kgustafson@kpfa.org. You can also send it to just kai@kpfa.org.
Or you can hit reply all.
Reply all. Just reply all.
Reply all.
You don't have to do anything else. If you need to, okay. If you have other questions, text me.
Thank you.
Okay, Philip, did you still want to lower your hand or did you have a comment? Okay. Philip, I'm guessing you don't have any comment right now.
No, actually, my hand is still up. I think I sent in my ballot, so I don't know if there's a way for Kai to let everybody know that he got my ballot.
Yeah, for email, just to clarify, for email votes, I will reply saying I got it. Other votes, we can go through the list and double check.
Point of order?
State your point of order.
Are we supposed to have the different candidates speaking first before we make our votes?
We're not there yet, Elizabeth.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. If there are no more nominations, then we'll let the people who have been nominated have 2 minutes to speak. Starting with Aki.
I don't need 2 minutes, but I have been on the PNB in 5 years ago, and I was a secretary, so I sort of know how the PNB functions, and I'm willing to serve on that board.
Thank you, Aki. And Tom Voorhees, did you want to say something? You have 2 minutes. Tom?
Sure, I'm Tom Voorhees. I stand for building the Pacific network to include building the Pacific or the affiliate station network even more than it is now. We have something over 200 stations, and also I stand for developing a reporting network through the facility, I'm having trouble speaking this morning here, in case, and I'm not into shutting any Pacifica stations down, and generally speaking, I'm into building the Pacifica station up, and that includes building up the news to the point where it once was many years ago, where the Pacifica News and the Independent Commentary Hour played a huge part in ending the Vietnam War. So essentially, I'm into building the Pacifica network, not taking it apart, and that's it for me.
Okay, thank you, Tom. And Daniel Borgstrom? You have 2 minutes to make a comment.
Yes. Daniel Borgstrom here. Listeners have a right to know why we are having these elections. Goldbacher resigned from the PNB due to his action trying to gather signatures for a petition filed by Gettleman to the FCC, to deny the renewal of the broadcast license to WBAI. This was a direct violation of
Daniel, asking that people not use names and personalities. We've stated that several times now, and it's a violation of our rules. Would you probably let us know what you're going to do as director, please, and not attack another board member?
Well, can I continue to read my statement?
Not if you're going to name a name.
Let me see. Okay, I think I already have named the names. I need the name. I can just continue without naming any more names.
Okay, go ahead without the names.
Okay. I, as a candidate to the PNB, would like to voice my serious concern about the fact that at the last LSB meeting, the majority faction of this LSB voted to support the actions of that person. Thereby, I make a motion that the KPFA LSB rescind the previous KPFA LSB
resolution. Point of order. This is not a place where you make motions.
No, you're out of order, Daniel. This is not a place to make motion. We're in the middle of a delegates assembly. Would you please go ahead?
I make motions all the time. Why can't I?
No.
Because it's not that time in the organization. We're voting it. Why should we vote for you?
We're having
candidate
an election.
Statements, please. Candidate.
Well,
this is not a place for motion.
If you don't understand this simple stuff, you certainly don't belong on the PNB.
Well, thank you for your opinion.
Let's tone it down, Fred. Let's go ahead, Daniel. You can give your statement, but This is not the place to do a motion. We're in the middle of an election.
Well, point of order, the 2 minutes is up.
Yes, taken by you people.
Stop.
You're cutting in and using my time.
Hey, stop arguing then. If you want to use your time to make a statement, I will provide you with the rest of the time, Daniel. But no personal attacks. It's not a place for emotion. Well, go ahead and motivate your candidacy. Go ahead.
Consider my proposed motion to be part of my statement.
Your proposed motion does not belong.
Let him stay.
Just go ahead. You can say what you're going to say in your statement, but it's not a motion. Go ahead.
Okay, then don't consider it a motion. But anyway, let me read it. That the KPFA-LSB rescind the previous KPFA-LSB resolution that was in support of that person, that person's actions, and to disqualify anyone who voted in favor of that resolution from being able to serve on the PNB as a director, send support for that person, for that person's action, would be a violation of his or her fiduciary duty as director. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So polls are open. The polls are open. You can send in your votes for that person, but we actually have two more offices to fill. And the first
Christina?
Yes?
Yeah, I'd like to explain this.
Go ahead, Carol.
Actually, we need to wait until we have a majority. If Kai tells us there are a majority for one candidate, then we will go ahead and fill those other offices.
Okay, so we have to
because wait. We don't know if any office is vacant yet.
Okay. So how long do you anticipate that's going to take?
Kai, has everyone, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to go through and I'll do a roll call.
Yeah, let's do that. I needed another 10 minutes probably even because I'm still sorting through emails and calls and all this other shit.
Yes. And Kai, what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to ask people, I'm going to call the roll and ask them how they voted and perhaps that will help you in your process. Not who they voted for, but if they voted by phone and I want to see, we're going to check on everybody's voting.
Point of information, don't we have till 2 o'clock? To vote? What's?
We do. Okay. But if we have a majority, we can go ahead and fill if there's a vacancy on any committee that anybody's on, then we will have to fill those vacancies.
Vacancy on a different committee. Is that the point?
So, I'm going to go through.
I have a question.
I have a point of information.
Madam Chair.
I have my hand raised.
Yes, Lily, go ahead, Lily, please.
You know, I don't understand. I thought we were going to take nominations for elections, governance, and the directors, PNB directors. So
we have to see who's elected. For instance, if, Tom is elected and he's on a committee, then we have to replace him on that committee. If Daniel is elected, he's on the governance committee.
Oh, okay.
Then we have to replace him. If Aki is elected, then we have to look at the committees he's on. So we are attempting to follow through on this. I want to say that Colin User is not on the local station board. Colin User 2.
Right.
Please lower your hand.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lily. Okay, so did you want to go ahead and make sure everybody's been able to vote, Carol?
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so Adisa Armand, have you voted?
Yes.
And Kai, do you have Adisa's vote?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Aki Tanaka, have you voted?
I sent an email.
And do you have Aki's, Kai?
I'm double checking right now. I have the code, so I probably have the vote, but I just don't have it right now.
Okay. Is it helpful for me to ask you or not? Why don't you just jump in after if you have it and you want to say it?
Yeah, okay. I'll at the end, I'll go through and whoever's votes I don't have, we'll check again.
Okay, Andrea Turner.
A question.
Have you voted? I'm taking the roll right now. Andrea Turner, have you voted?
Yes, I sent it by email.
Thank you. Brian Crowell, have you voted?
Yes, by email.
Thank you. Carol Wolfley, yes, I voted. Catherine Tiktokin, have you voted?
Yes, by email, and I received a reply.
Thank you. Chris Corey, have you voted?
Yes, ma'am, by email.
Chris has voted by email. Christina Huggins, have you voted?
Yes, I voted by text to the phone number, to Kai's phone number.
Thank you. Daniel Borgstrom, have you voted?
I think so. I sent my email. Could you please confirm?
Yeah, Kai, can you check on Daniel's because he was unsure?
I'm looking right now.
Yeah. Darlene Pagano, have you voted?
Yes, and I've already received a reply by email.
Donald Goldemacher, have you voted?
Voted by email.
Frank Sterling, have you voted?
Yes, I sent an email and got a reply.
Thank you. Fred Dodsworth, have you voted?
Yes, I voted for Aki and I've gotten a reply.
Thank you. Elizabeth Milos, have you voted?
Yes, I did and I've gotten a reply.
Thank you. James McFadden, have you voted?
James, are you there?
MIA.
Yeah. Yes.
Have you voted?
I voted.
Thank you.
Oh, say, hold on a second. I'm sorry. Not delivered, it says. Okay, I'll try KY. Sorry. It bounced back to me.
Okay. James McFadden, did you say you voted?
He said he did.
Okay. Leslie Howard, have you voted?
I did vote by email, but have not gotten a response.
Okay, thank you. Lily Kimura, have you voted?
Yes, I have, and I've gotten a reply. Thank you, Kai.
You did get a reply, Lily.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Thank you.
Thank you. Zach Cultier, have you voted?
Yes, by email, confirmed by Kai.
Thank you. Philip Maldari, have you voted?
Yes, and confirmed by Kai.
Sherry Gendelman, have you voted?
I have, and it was confirmed by Kai.
Thank you. And Tom Voorhees, have you voted?
Tom is voting verbally now. Daniel first and myself second.
Okay, thank you. Kai, did you get that? I'm confirming that Tom Voorhees is voting verbally for Daniel first and Tom second. Kai, did you get that?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So, Kai, what I have is there's a question about Elizabeth Milos. Elizabeth, were you able to vote?
I have added the email of KY Gustafson to see whether or not that would be the reason that I'm not getting it, because the other one was bounced back to me. Again, I'm being bounced back, so I guess I'm going to have to call on the phone. I'll do that right now.
Thank you. You have the phone number right. Okay. Leslie, you have not, Kai, do you have Leslie's vote?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I didn't get the response, but thank you.
Okay. And so I think everyone but Elizabeth has voted.
Fred, you should mute yourself.
Madam Chair?
Yes?
While we're waiting to resolve these issues, I would like to move that we go to another item on the agenda to change and that we take this time to approve the minutes from the May meeting.
Okay, that's something productive. So everybody was.
Do you want to ask if there's any opposition to that?
Yes. Right. First of all, would
point of order,
please put down their hands so that we can know if there's a new opposition, please. No, and call in user two. This is a delegates meeting. This is not a meeting that is allowing anybody but delegates to comment or vote.
Thank Elizabeth, you. Can you call me back? I missed your call.
Thank you.
Thank you. So is there, do I have a motion to approve the minutes from the prior meeting?
I object. I object.
It is moved that we adopt the minutes from the meeting.
Okay. We have one objection. So we'll have a vote.
Wait a minute. Are there any corrections?
Are there any corrections to the minutes? Elizabeth?
Oh no, never mind. Sorry. I withdraw.
Okay. You withdraw your objection?
Are there any objections?
Okay.
Are there any corrections?
Are there any? Okay. Then, if there are no objections, we will approve the minutes. If there's an objection, you raise your hand to approval of minutes.
Without objection.
With that objection, the minutes are approved.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Elizabeth, are you complete with your voting? You're muted, Elizabeth. Can you raise your hand if you are to show that you're completed with your?
I haven't gotten a call yet.
Oh, okay.
I am attempting to call. One moment, please.
Okay. Okay. Kai, I want to check in with you. Given the fact that everyone has voted but Elizabeth, and we will hopefully have her vote soon. Elizabeth, I want to say that you can also use the chat to write your vote to the administrator if you would prefer to do that. Just go to chat and then go to Kai, the meeting administrator.
Okay, I'll do that. Thanks.
Kai, you should have 21 votes, and I wonder how close it is to figuring. Do you have, if you have 21 votes, and please check with the parliamentarian, Christina, if there are 21 persons voting, I'm imagining you need 11 for a majority.
That's correct.
So if any one candidate has 11 as a majority, then you don't have to recalculate using the second vote preference.
Correct. Do we have a sense yet?
So, okay, let me double check.
Okay.
21, we have 21 votes and at least 11. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, let me check.
Do we have Elizabeth's vote?
Yeah, I have Elizabeth's vote. I'm only seeing 20 votes.
Including Elizabeth?
Yes. I don't have Christine Pepin, Frank Sterling. Oh wait, no, I do have Frank. Okay. I have Frank, so just give me one second.
Oh sure.
Christine Pepin isn't here. Mark Van Landuit isn't here, and Janine Etter isn't here. I would like to make a motion that because as soon as we confirm that everyone is voting, I would like to make a motion that we go ahead and have the election for replacements if necessary immediately.
Okay. Just update.
The motion is necessary. We will.
We have 15 votes for Aki.
Okay. Well, then,
what are the other numbers?
Do you have the other numbers yet, Kai, or are you still calculating?
Well, yeah.
We can.
Yeah, I mean, since first choice is only matter, we'd have Daniel with 5 and Tom with 1.
Okay, I'm going to repeat the numbers.
Okay, so I say Aki has 15 votes, Daniel Borgstrom has 5, and Tom Voorhees has 1. So Aki is elected to the director, listener director position. Now we will move on to the elections committee. So do I have nominations for the elections committee?
Yeah, I would like to nominate Lily Kimura.
Thank you.
Lily, do you accept?
Wholeheartedly.
Thank you, Lily. Elizabeth, did you want to nominate someone? I can't hear you, Elizabeth. You're muted.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'd like to nominate Daniel Borgstrom to the elections committee.
Daniel Borgstrom is already on the elections committee.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. I got confused.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. He's on governance. I'm sorry. I apologize. He's on governance. Yes.
That's what I thought.
Do you accept the elections committee nomination, Daniel?
Yes.
Okay.
But I do not believe I am on the governance committee.
No, she corrected herself, Daniel.
Oh.
Thank you.
And we will be doing both of these elections at once. So, are there any other nominations for elections?
Did you want to nominate someone else, Elizabeth? Your hand is up.
Point of information?
Yes, James?
We have to nominate because Aki is resigning from elections?
Yeah, because Aki was just elected to the national board. So he is vacating. So he will have to vacate his local station board seat on the elections committee.
Why is that?
Because the PNB will make a new election.
Can't be on the PNB and elected locally, is what you're saying.
Right.
To a committee.
Right.
Craig Dunkerley has his hand up. Did you have an announcement to make, Craig? Or a question? You're muted, Craig. We can't hear you.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. I just wanted to remind everybody to please reply to all when you do your vote, because I'm not getting some of the votes.
Okay, thank you, Craig. So please, everybody, remember to hit reply to all when you vote, please. Are there any further nominations for elections?
I'm sorry. I did make a nomination for Daniel Borgstrom. Has that been accepted?
Did.
Okay.
He accepted already.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So let's go ahead with those speeches, and then we will also go ahead with nominations for governance, because Aki is also on governance, and then we'll hear those presentations, and then we'll have voting. And Kai, can you please send an email ballot to people that has both the elections committee and the governance committee? And when you vote, please put the name of the person you're voting for, the committee that you're voting for them on, and your code for both elections committee and governance committee.
Okay. So Lily, go ahead.
I nominate our long-suffering chair, Christina Hudson.
For which committee?
For which committee, Lily?
Governance.
Thank you. I accept. Do I have any other nominations for the governance committee?
Yes, I nominate myself, Elizabeth Milos, to the governance committee.
Good. And obviously you accept.
Are there any further nominations?
Are there any further nominations for the governance committee? Seeing none, people should go ahead and vote at this point?
Oh, no, presentations, Christina. Oh, let's go ahead. First with elections, there's two people nominated, and then with governance, there's two people nominated. Okay.
So, Lily, did you want to have 2 minutes? Go ahead. Yeah.
I would like to belong to the elections committee, even though we don't have enough money to run the elections. But when we do get money to run the elections, I would like to be able to make sure we have, as my favorite news channel would say, fair and balanced elections. And also I have certain kind of ideas on, you know, streamlining the board and other things that we can do as part of tangential to the elections that I would hope as a committee that we could participate in the LSB meetings and make recommendations on how we can streamline the elections procedure and maybe put in some, you know, I'll be quite frank. I've been on many boards and this board seems a bit unwieldy at 25 members. So I'll put myself right out there. It might be a good idea to discuss making the board a little bit smaller in number.
Thank you, Lily.
So please vote for me.
Thank you, Lily. And Daniel, did you want to say something? Go ahead. Daniel Borgstrom. Are you there, Daniel? You need to unmute yourself.
Oh, excuse me. I forgot to unmute. Yes. I would be glad to be on the elections committee. I do think that we need to spend the money on other things, such as paying off NETA and that. So I'm not urging an immediate election. Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel. And for governance, Elizabeth, go ahead. Did you want to motivate yourself? Go ahead. We can't hear you.
She's muted.
You're muted, Elizabeth.
Okay. Thank you so much. Yes. Yes, as part of the governance committee, I hope to bring back more accountability because in reality, especially within this particular board, there seems to be the decisions that are made at the PMB level are either misconstrued or selectively chosen as to which ones favor one side. When in reality, there's been already 3 resolutions passed at the PMB level that this board is not following through on. One of them is the actual PMB resolution that referred back to 2010 PMB resolution that is the community advisory board members that should have been voted in by the STV method of voting instead of the winner take all yes no voting system, which artificially kept the cab to 4 members when the CPB allows up to 24 members. That was a PMB decision that has been continued to be ignored by this present LSB. As well as the decision that the board made in making sure that the list, the email lists are managed by the staff member at the PMB level instead of being managed by whoever's in charge on any of whoever the majority is on any of the LSBs. And also the issue about following the actual rules. I mean, I see this contradiction in rule following completely going haywire here. We had the last 2 meetings, we had Sharon Adams, past treasurer, attacking Frank, one of our LSB board members who is facing pending legal
order,
challenge.
Point
so that is
order.
Also a governance no, issue
we're not,
that I am, that's
point
also
of order.
A governance
we're out
issue.
Of order. We're not personalities and names. We've said
okay.
This.
Okay. No, well, this is not an LSB member. Sharon Adams is not an LSB member.
Personalities.
No, she is not an LSB member. So this doesn't do that. Okay. So that
we're
what I'm saying
an
is
an individual person by
well,
name.
She,
and we told you.
You allowed our LSB members to attack somebody. You allowed her to attack.
You
allowed her to attack at the last 2 meetings. Okay.
No.
So this is why I'm joining.
No,
I'm trying
you don't
to be part
get
of the governance
names.
Committee. Okay. So that you follow your own.
Fred, would you please?
Okay. That's why I'm going to be part of this. I want to be part of the governance committee. Thank you.
Okay. People, you need to vote at this point, please.
No, you're going to make a speech yourself.
I guess I could make a speech.
Make it brief.
Yeah. Vote for me. It's like, governance is one of the largest problems with our structure. There's a whole bunch of people that have tried to change it many times, and the CPB and the attorney general of both in the past requested that we streamline our governance process. They've said, commented that our boards are too large and unwieldy and that their the bylaws themselves are cumbersome. So it's something that is critical, and it's obviously not working well, or we wouldn't have three stations that are completely bleeding out and unable to make any of their central services payments for many, many months now, and with leaving the Pacifica National Office without sufficient money to function. So I would ask that you vote for me. I'll do what I can to try to bring up information and ways to deal with that. Thank you. So people can go ahead and vote now. And
instruct them specifically.
I want to ask those people who had trouble voting in the last election to use whatever method worked for you in the last election to call in or to write in your vote, or if you are able at this point to try the email, but please, let's see, Daniel, are you able to call in your vote? And Tom, you may vote out loud if you want to, or you can write it in the chat, Tom. Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, I was muted there. I see my email, so I think I'll be able to send my thing back by email.
Thank you, Daniel.
I'll try that.
So to remind people, the position for elections is with Daniel Borgstrom or Lily Kamara. And for governance, it's either Elizabeth Milos or Christina Huggins. Those are your choices.
Tom, vote for Elizabeth and Daniel in their respective elections.
Kai, did you get that? Tom Voorhees is voting for Elizabeth Milos and Daniel for governance. And Daniel Borgstrom for elections.
Can you repeat that one more time, please?
Yes. Tom Voorhees is voting for Elizabeth Milos for governance and Daniel Borgstrom for elections. And that was a voice vote.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to go through now while we're waiting for the compilations and just see if everyone was able to vote. Adisa Armand, have you voted? And please note that you can also abstain, and that means you voted. You don't have to vote. You don't have to, or you can say.
Thank you. I'm doing that now. Thank you for your help.
Yeah. Okay, Aki Tanaka, have you voted?
I sent by email.
Thank you, Aki. Andrea Turner, have you voted?
I sent it by email.
Thank you. Brian Crowell, have you voted?
Yes, by email.
Thank you. Brian has voted. Carol Wolfley, I have voted by email. Catherine Tiktokin, have you voted?
Yes, by email.
Thank you, Catherine. Chris Corey, have you voted?
Yes, via email.
Thank you, Chris. Christina Huggins, have you voted?
Yes, via text.
Christina, by text. Daniel, have you voted yet?
Yes, I just sent it in.
Great. Thank you, Daniel. Darlene Pagano, have you voted?
Yes, by email.
Thank you. Don Goldmacher, have you voted?
Yes.
Donald has voted. Frank Sterling, have you voted? Frank Sterling, have you voted? Can you unmute, please?
Looks asleep.
Okay, Fred Dodsworth, have you voted?
Yes, I voted by email.
Okay, Elizabeth Milos, have you voted?
Yes, I voted via the chat, the direct chat message to Kai.
Thank you. James McFadden, have you voted?
Yeah, I voted.
Thank you. Thank you. Leslie Howard, have you voted?
I have voted by email.
Thank you, Leslie. Lily Kimura, have you voted?
Yes, I voted and I got confirmation. Thank you, Kai.
Thank you. Zach Caldevere, have you voted?
Yes, by email, confirmed by Kai.
Philip Muldari, have you voted?
Yes, by email.
Thank you. Sherry Gendelman, have you voted?
Yes, confirmed by Kai.
Thank you. Tom Borges, have you voted?
Yes, verbally and acknowledged, I believe.
Thank you. Frank Sterling, checking back with you, have you voted? Is Frank still in the meeting?
Yeah, I can see him moving, but he's muted and seems not to be paying attention.
Okay. And Adisa Armand, have you voted?
Yes, I voted by email.
Thank you. It is 2 p.m., so it's the time by which we need all votes in. Frank, if you haven't voted, have you voted, Frank?
Oh, sorry. My headphones were unplugged. I was waiting for you all to come back.
Okay. Have you
voted?
Yes,
I sent mine in already.
Okay. Thank you. Everyone has voted. Kai, do you need a few minutes?
I have plugged my headphones.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, we're going to take this time to go into executive session as the next portion of this meeting. If I will resend the... Does anyone not have... I can resend right now the email telling people the time of the executive session. But I also want to see if anybody needs it to be sent in a different way. Sometimes they might go into the spam or junk email.
Carol, can you resend it to me, please?
Yeah, let me just
look. Point of information?
Yes.
Point of information?
Yes.
We never voted on the agenda, so we never really actually got that, whether we should
move
the executive session to the end of the.
That's true. We will review it after the executive session.
Can I
could do that right now.
Recognize
or go after ahead. After Christina
do it right now. Go ahead.
Elizabeth wants to be recognized.
Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Yes, I want to reiterate that we normally the executive sessions are put at the end because otherwise people have to reconnect again. So it's kind of, you know, disrupting. And the other thing that I want to mention is that, I'm sorry, my mind is flapping away here.
Oh shit.
Excuse me?
Donald, you're out of order.
Thank you. The other thing that I want to mention is that I'm going to have to just go there. The other thing I want to mention is that the last time that we had an executive session, the PNB directors were excluded. So I want to make sure that this does not happen again, because I believe there is a PNB resolution that would basically prohibit you from doing that. This LSB is a PNB standing committee of the PNB. So excluding the PNB directors from the other stations or from is basically a violation of the bylaws. So
that's not accurate.
Well, actually it is, because the PMB is this is the standing committee of the PMB. So please
argue with you. I'm ruling you out of order.
What I'm trying to say, I'm asking a question. If you are going to continue to do that, I oppose that.
Okay. You can oppose it.
Are you going to continue to do this? Are you going to continue to do this?
I'm not answering you. I don't answer to you. I answer to the board.
I am a member of the LSB board, yes, so I'm asking you a question. Are you planning on excluding the Are you
okay? We need to go to the executive session.
It's a question that I'm asking before going into the executive session.
The meeting, are you planning please, on and excluding? We will go to the executive
That's a question that I have that has not been answered. As an LSB member, I'd like to know if you're planning on excluding the PMB directors